So I don't know what you remember about Daniel, who we hear about in today's first reading, but he became kind of well known for his ability to interpret dreams. And so he was a big figure in the Old Testament, but today he finds himself not in such a great place. He is, in fact, kind of stating what might be true for so many of us. Great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments, we have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. We are shamefaced like our kings, our princes, and our fathers for having sinned against you. Not a great day if you're the prophet Daniel. And I know in my own life, when I think about my life, what sometimes I reflect on is that when I go to confession, it seems most of the time I just kind of say the same sins over and over again. Sometimes I even feel like I'm not making any progress in this regard. Now, there is actually some good news in terms of at least having a collection of the same sins, because think of how hard it would be if every time you went to confession there was something new that was being thrown at you that you have to deal with. I mean, as an athlete, think about what it would be like if every single time, every single practice you went to, you were being given another brand new thing to focus on. That wouldn't necessarily be good. So there is something about the fact that we can focus on certain aspects of our life. But here's the thing. Most of the time, we don't. Most of the time, we don't think about our lives. We don't think about the ways in which we love God and love neighbor. We don't think about in our lives those things that we need to do in order to become the persons that God has made us to be. Now, I stopped before the best news of the first reading, which is the mercy of God. That in spite of all this, in spite of all of the ways in which Daniel says they are shamefaced for not following the way of God, he ends by acknowledging God's great love and mercy for his people. Now, this is the season of Lent, and I think one of the most important things about the season of Lent is that we take a little step back and we identify some goal in our life where we're going to get better. Maybe we're going to pray a little better, or maybe we're going to sacrifice a little better, or maybe we're going to become a little more generous in our lives when we think about others. Because that's the purpose of Lent. But that takes some reflection. It takes some thought in our life. It takes us to ask the question, where do I need God in my life? And that's a scary question, which is quite frankly why I think most people don't spend a lot of time with it. Because it requires change for us. It requires us in our lives to admit that we have some aspect of our personal life that we've not yet put together. We've not yet figured out. When you think about your life, when you think about loving God and loving neighbor, would you consider for just a moment to take whatever the next step may be in your relationship to God? For some of you, it might be that you have a very powerful relationship with God, and you can see how God is active, present, and alive in your life, and you respond to that, and you do great things. It may be the case that you don't think about God much at all, maybe not even ever. I would suggest to those of you, not in a judgmental way, but I would suggest that you've been dealt a bad hand. Because what that means is you haven't had a witness in your life to demonstrate to you why it matters that we have a relationship with Jesus, which is critically important for us in our lives. And most of us are somewhere in between. What would it take for you to consider taking the next little step in growing in your relationship with God? What is it that God might be asking you to nudge you just a little bit toward having a stronger relationship with Him? There are so many instances in our world where we can realize that life is unbelievably fragile. There are so many instances when people's lives just change like that. Just a little boom, and all of a sudden, everything looks different. Sometimes it's the change of losing someone that we love and care about. Sometimes it's the change of a new diagnosis of a significant or serious illness. Sometimes it's the change of realizing that all it takes is a split second to do something we might regret for the rest of our lives. What God gives us, in many ways, is an extension of what you are hopefully learning here at CBC. We are always in God's presence. He's always ready to hear our prayers. And you have a community of faith that will care for you and support you, not only today, but forever. And so today, as you think about your relationship with God, ask God to help you to take the next step, whatever that may be, to have a better relationship with Him.